This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I was once working on a show and I had a problem. The scene we were rehearsing was working well, but we didn't have a good way to finish it. The slang term for this is button, as in something to button up the scene, a piece of dialogue or action that makes the moment seem complete. Comedies, unlike dramas, need a piece of witty dialogue to transition from one scene to the next, or in the case of sitcoms that take place in communal areas, like the coffee shop in Friends or the living room in Big Bang Theory, they need funny moments to cover the entrance or exit of a character. We need a laugh to cover the cross, is something we say in the TV comedy business, because we know that watching someone walk across the set is boring, but laughing while someone walks across the set is somehow better. And none of this makes logical sense, of course. Dramas in film or on TV routinely just cut away to the next scene or linger on a character as he or she ambles along, spouting dramatic dialogue. Characters in dramas and people in real life, for that matter, are perfectly comfortable entering and departing rooms without first thinking of something funny to say as they walk in or out. But comedy is more demanding than drama or real life. Every scene needs a button. Every cross needs a laugh. Now, during the rehearsal of that troublesome scene years ago, I learned another lesson about comedy. We knew we needed a line of dialogue to button the scene, but before I could suggest one, the lead actress in the project and the principal player in the scene waved me away. "I got it," she said. "We don't need a line." And she proceeded to play the scene until the time came for her exit, at which point she stood by the door, delivered her last line, popped a piece of candy in her mouth, I think it was a mint or maybe a licorice drop, and she walked out. And it was funny. I mean, for some reason, the way she did it made us all laugh, and a few days later, when the audience was watching and the cameras were rolling, we all laughed again. Some people, in other words, are funny. They just are. They know how to say things a certain way with a certain look to make us laugh. They can pop a piece of mint into their mouths at just the right tempo and with a precisely calibrated glance, and we're all laughing and the exit is covered and it's just instinct. These people are called comedians or comic actors, and the terms used almost always carry a slight pejorative to them. But there's not a director or screenwriter around who doesn't trust this basic axiom of show business. An actor who could do comedy can do drama. But it doesn't work the other way around. Dramatic actors tend to need reasons to do or say something. They tie themselves up into knots looking for motivation, character truth, and a lot of other silly-sounding catchphrases. If you tell a dramatic actor you're working on the button or give him or her a joke to cover the cross, they'll look at you with withering contempt. But a comic actor knows these things instinctively. A comic actor knows how to pop a piece of licorice into her mouth and exit to exploding laughter. The title character of Shakespeare's Othello, for instance, is the least funny and, let's be honest, the least interesting character in the play. The real star of Othello, as everyone who has read it knows, is Iago. He's got the funniest lines, the cleverest speeches, the most darkly comic dialogue of the play, and it's why, as every sad actor who's ever played Othello can tell you, it's Iago who gets the most thunderous applause at the curtain call. But still, the play is called Othello, which doesn't seem fair. Comedy, as always, takes a back seat. And that's it for this week. Next week, we cut for time for KCRW. This is Rob Long.